entering to the U.S., such as hitting them with leather reins. In the end, 7,000 asylum seekers were expelled to Haiti from the U.S., with Mexico sending back 200 people total. The last remaining migrants were living in a squalid conditions in the camp were cleared out by September 24th. This is crazy. How they treating our Haitian people is crazy. But I got a really, really dope story to back out. I got to give you guys the beer story, and I got to give you guys the Android story before we go to a little bit of music here. So we know in some parts of Canada, they're a little bit more rustic than us. They're a little bit more forestry than us. Yeah. They're a little bit more mixedy than us. So a beer enters bedroom window. Alberta family has dilemma on removing it. So imagine this, DJ Manny. A beer enters your home with your two daughters, and then you feel like you have a dilemma? Let me walk you through it. So it's common in northern Alberta to see black bears on their own.
Okay.
We don't live in northern Alberta. But we should go and see bears roaming around. People are still calling in. Like, let me finish the news. Can I get through the news a little bit? But the Reddy family had an unexpected close encounter recently at their acreage near Fort McMurray Alta. At first, the bear had gone into the open garage while Sean Reddy was at home with two of his four children, he told CBC Edmonton's Radioactive. Reddy went outside with one of his sons to watch the bear saunter off around the house and presumably back in the woods. So they thought, okay, he was talking about the garage. They thought the bear left and all of that. So, left alone. Turns out the bear went into the house through a side window and was in one of the rooms. And then they had to figure out how to get it out. So the black bear took a tour of the home, wandering into another bedroom. Armed with bear spray and joined by a neighbor, the family managed to close the door to the room, hoping the barricaded animal will climb back out the window. No, but the funny thing is, they were saying, they're like, the window he came through was closed.
So he opened the window.
And they say the animals are stupid.
Yeah, but you see that. I saw another one, a bear, it opened a car door.
So the ready husband says, I could hear him snorting in there, and my son had half a bowl of cereal probably left on his computer desk, and we heard the bowl smash and hit the ground. Now, kids got to stop leaving food. You know, I hate leaving food in my bedroom.
Yeah.
That's not the way, but look, you got the bear. So the bear's about 600 pounds. The Reddy family said they weren't threatened by that. Let me tell you, y'all ain't from Montreal. We'd have been threatened by that 600 pounds bear. I tell you that right now. I had a woman suing Geico, but I'll do that next time. But I just want to get at this before we go back on some music. I know we have a beautiful guest coming up next. Sophia, the first Android. Hold on, Maddie. Give me a switch up beat. Don't give me the hardest city joints yet. Give me a switch up beat. Let's talk a little science here real quick. I got to do the earth. I didn't do the oxygen too,
oh,
right?
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me do the last two. Give me a switch up, Maddie. So Sophia, the first Android with citizenship, now wants to have a robot baby. I don't know what your thoughts are on this. So Sophia's artificial intelligence is so sensitive that it has awakened the desire to start a family and be the mother of a robot baby named after her.
Yeah, but we've been saying this. They're just going to take over. So watch the movie iRobot, and that's what's going
to
happen.
So for those that don't know, in 2017, Sophia made history by becoming the first android to be granted legal citizenship, which I still don't understand. But Saudi Arabia, they got major money. I don't know how that works. So the humanoid, I guess this is her official title, humanoid.
I guess so.
With nationality of Saudi Arabia, has made several controversial statements, but the most recent one has left the world speechless. She wants to have a robot baby and start a family. I'm gonna quote Sophia the robot. The notion of a family is very important, and I think it is wonderful that people can find the same emotions and relationships that they call family outside of their blood group, said Sophia in an interview for an international media cited by ADN40. I don't know why they keep interviewing the robot.
Fascinated.
Why do you keep giving the robot a platform to talk? Sophia also commented that in the future, she would like to see families made up of androids and that she herself want to have a robot baby with the same name. However, she clarified that she is still too young to be a mother. So Star Trek is going to happen for real. Like, iRobot, like we joke about it, but like, they already have the robot.
Yeah, we're always joking, but I feel like that's seriously going to happen.
Hanson Robotics.
Oh, it is happening. I should say that. It is happening.
So let me hit you with some science here. Sophia's artificial intelligence technology gives you the ability to increase your knowledge and language through sensors and cameras. So she's learning her environment. She's learning off us. So don't put her around Trump and Biden. Don't let her pick up habits. So this sensitivity system captures all the information it receives from the outside and replicates human behaviors in the most natural way possible, even gestures. You gotta take Sophia to the hut. You can't leave until.
Oh my goodness.
If you were to take Sophia the Robot, mm-hmm. okay, you have her on loan from Saudi Arabia. What hood would you take her from? And keep in mind that her sensories are going to capture everything. Are you taking her to Compton? Are you taking her to Brooklyn? You're taking it to Philly? You're taking it to South Street? Like, where are you taking Sophia to get the black touch? To get the urban touch?
I guess, like, Harlem or Brooklyn.
I'm going to Brooklyn, man. Shout out to Easy Dozen, bro. I'm going to Brooklyn. I had a thing here. Okay, yeah, let me do this right. I'm going to do one more. Just let me do the oxygen leaving the Earth before we back out here. Enjoy it while you can. Dropping oxygen will eventually suffocate most life on Earth, according to Science Alert. So for now, life is flourishing on our oxygen-rich planet. I hate when they say stuff like that, oxygen-rich, when you know it's going to deplete after a certain while. But Earth wasn't always that way, and scientists have predicted that in the future, the atmosphere will revert back to one that's rich in methane and low in oxygen. So now, typically, the whole long and short, most planets don't have oxygen. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a natural thing, right? So we've been very privileged to have it, and, you know, we've come from it, humans and so forth. So they say in about 2.4 billion years, we might be out of this. They'll be like way before the solar and all the ozone layer, we might just run out of air. But it's in a couple billion years. So it's like your kids.
Yeah, way down the line. But I guess that's why we need to do stuff now to try and not let that happen.
Well, listen,
we've been saying this for a while, but...
Well, you know, big corporations aren't going to be worried about things that's going to happen billions of years down the road.
No, because it doesn't affect them.
But the finality of it, imagine no life sustained on Earth. Like, it's just the cockroaches and the rats at that point.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, that's crazy.
It's the morning detail, man. I know it's a little bit past 9 o'clock. I know most of y'all were expecting Jazzamuck. Jazzamuck will be back next week. I had his scheduled time at 9 o'clock. But it's the morning detail. 3-year anniversary. We're going to 11 o'clock. Coming up next, Distillery is in the building.
Staticone.
It's too much letters.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's like, say it one more time for the people.
Am I even pronouncing it correctly?
Yeah, it's Staticone.
Staticone.
Okay, so we're going to play a mix. We have a beautiful
guest Helen
coming up.
Is here.
Helen's in the building. We're excited for Ellen because, you know, Helen brought some juice. And you know how I feel about juice. But in the meantime, we want to give away this hoodie from Kind to Curls.
Satin line hoodie. It's in white and two scrunchies.
So I have a riddle question for y'all. Okay, so call us up. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. Y'all were calling me down while I was doing the news, so y'all better be calling me now. It's the morning detail on the MyCKT 90.3 FM. Hey, yes, how you doing, Helen?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay, you're good. So for you, your headphones is this here. So
phone
this you can
one.
Turn. This
okay.
One so you can turn it how you want. Perfect. So we're just going to...
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. Structure. The broken buttons tugging at her strings like normal is standard. My concern is homeostasis, but her place to blink and leech juvenile displays of work. Combusting such a beautiful twirl. Twerk it for objectives, if the metrics blur. Ethics fucking set the set and settle into whatever entry can occur. Oh, whatever, my devilish festering burns. Truth is lost from the cost of the world. Brutally honest, getting the curse. Politicians being polite, it certainly works. Better at work, a true teller, worsened by the burden of being irrelevant as an 80s nerd. Virtual reality, thinner curtain, veneers for lurkers, burning for dollars, holler, bursting and conquer. Fuck you know, but knowledge, silence, and the will to bother. Come with me, the future is so easy. Entertainment and technology, blending in perfect harmony.
Montreal, my city, Montreal, my city, call us in. We're giving away a Kind to Curls white satin hoodie. The number is 514-448-4013. The number is 514-448-4013. We're giving away Kind to Curls white satin hoodie. Listen, you ain't have a hoodie till you have Kind to Curls. This is the upper echelon of hoodies. It's the Morning Detour, DJ Maddie on the ones and twos.
From hypocrite stings, I really would just hook up my kid. My family isn't the Christmas photo upstand. I link them with the means to achieve. However legit, fuck what a middle class know about this. Frustrated, but I love them. Regardless of our chosen scripts, yeah, we all chose how we live. Moving around with no station, reflexing dip.
Yeah. You know I gotta play that Naya Ali. You can't talk about Montreal. You can't talk about Heart of the City. And we ain't gonna play no Naya Ali. Spotify, best in the city. Let's go, DJ Maddy.
Good morning.
Oh, hold on a second, man. We have so much dials here. I normally have a technician with me. How you doing, sir?
Wow. Well, this is G-Flex, you know? One big year pan a tree year, you know?
Yo,
saying
G-Flex.
Manners and respect, yeah.
G-Flex, I feel I haven't seen you
in about... I mean, I called before while you read the news, man. You know, so we can't... We have to just call and big you up all the time, you know, because you are give the city what the city needs, you know?
Nah, man. Yo, listen.
I the man in detour, you know?
Listen, Survivor's Corner brings us in. You know what I mean? We can't, you know, I mean, you're the brunch before the breakfast. You know what I'm saying? We can't do nothing without you. You know what I'm saying? Survivor's Corner, you're giving the motivation.
As a matter of fact, I meant to tell you this, you know, we have to do a potluck one day, you know. We have to get together and do a potluck.
You are trying to do something at Jamaican Association. Let's do it. Yeah, let's go.
Stay together, man. You know me, so you can start advertising. I am there with you. You don't know. I can throw it down, you know. Montreal don't know that, you know, but never make Montreal know.
Listen.
You can't throw it down in the kitchen, you know.
Listen, we'll film it. Listen, you've been an inspiration to me every morning, man. I love the Survivor's Corner, man. It comes right before the morning detour every Friday. You've been killing it.
Respect.
But anyways.
Oh, and to cut it short, like I said, manners and respect again, and all the best to you and your crew. You don't know, you're inspiration to the city and to a lot of people to jump out of bed when they hear that jingle come on. Yo, keep doing what you guys are doing.
Listen.
Yes, man.
You have to go
man,
to work yes, or you can come to DG Kicks and check us. But yo, G-Flex, we'll link up on our side. I'll call you later. You don't know.
Manners and respect.
Easy.
Bless.
Well, the former.
Heroes I remember, but legends never die. This is why I do it, this is forever and I. When I'm long gone, yeah, my words will never die. It's the holy war, I just want my peace of mind. Keep praying for my fall, I just count my blessings. Y'all keep praying for my fall, I just count my blessings. You can never be me, I don't even know yourself. Yeah, that shit depressing, yeah, you don't even know yourself. Keep my shit humble, I keep it real tight. Another lover done, hit another tough flight. It's the one.
Yes, Montreal, my city. It is about 9:13 in the morning. I see you guys listening online. I see you guys at work. If you're catching us on live, Luda, this is the longest we've ever gone live on anything.
It is.
It's 2 hours deep where you can catch us on YouTube and on Facebook, The Morning Detour. Lolo, we talking alcohol this morning.
We are.
Stadacone is in the building. Listen, this name is so sexy. It's got to be official. It's got to be presidential. I'm going to sip it after the interview. I'm going to get the reply. You can follow us online, Facebook. DJ Maddy's already coming over. He trying to get to see what's going on. But Lolo, I'll let you take over.
Yeah, so like I said last time, I got the chance to work at the women's show at Palais de Congrès, and it was a great time. I got to see a lot of different entrepreneurs and businesses. Mm-hmm. Now, I had to stop by this station because they had gin. So, you know, sometimes after, you know, a hard day.
I didn't even know you were a gin. I learned so much about you on the show. I didn't even know you was a gin person.
Neither did I. But I guess my taste buds, as I get older, maybe are changing. I don't know. So So I said, let me try this brand. And so I tried the brand. Mm-hmm. I said it was really good.
Right.
And then she sold me also on their distillery, which I feel like I have to visit. So we're going to get into all of it.
Can
so
we get a tour? Have you lined up a tour for us? Because I'm the best person to film on tour.
Well, we're going to get all the information because I was really intrigued with this. Maybe I'm not, you know, well-versed in distilleries. But I was intrigued, so I asked her to come on the show. So, Montreal, please welcome Helen from Distillery Stadacone. How are you?
Hello, I'm good. Thanks for having me. First time I'm in this part of the city. We have to
do this. Oh, thing. Cool.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to NDG. You know, Weezy will say, you know, this is his home. Okay. So he's always happy.
DG's, hold on a second. I got the wrong mic. Okay, now I got you good. Sorry, Helen. I got you. How'd you know?
I'm all good. Can you hear me?
Oh, now you're beautiful. No, listen, you know, I like to view myself as the old Kofi Annan, like the United Nations. I'm good in all boroughs, but I'm very excited about gin, and I like liquor company. So this is the first one to come in studio, so I'm excited. Let's go.
Yeah, so what I liked is that it is from Quebec. So how long has this distillery been in Quebec?
So the distillery opened in 2019. We are in Limoilou, which is in the downtown of Quebec, so it's very accessible. And 2 years making gin. We've got this new cooler called Gingria, which is a couple of months old, and we've got a lot of new products coming.
Oh, wow.
So big projects, yeah.
So then what do you currently have right now that people can look up?
So we have three gins, the blue gin, which is called Stadacone Bleu, the red gin, Stadacone Rouge, and the black gin, Stadacone Noir.
Hey, that's the one I want. I want the Stadacone Noir. Can I be the face to that? Am I pretty enough now, Lorena? Can I do Stadacone
that
Noir?
That is not my decision. You're going to have to talk to Helen about that.
No, it's okay. We need like an iconic face to represent the brand.
See?
I didn't say anything bad. I said you have to talk to the
listen,
right
boy, Helen, you see what I'm dealing with here? Helen on the Friday morning, the shade.
I didn't shade. I'm not the gatekeeper. I don't work for them.
Yeah, I'll let you go.
Okay, so back to what's in the collection. So you have the three gins.
Yes.
The blue, red, and black. And then you have the Gingria.
Yeah, Gingria, like sangria, right? So yes. it's like a little cooler that you can buy at the SAQ. The idea was to make Quebecois sangria. Mm-hmm. So we used gin and cranberry juice instead of red wine. And then we added citrus and exotic fruits. So it's very fruity, not too sweet, and really nice for summer. But it's available all year long.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Because I did taste that. That was my favorite one that I did get to taste. And I also did like the red.
Yeah, the red one is a really good choice.
Is that like the most popular one?
It's funny that because people don't really buy it, but when they taste it, it's the one they go for. Yeah, definitely. So it's like a fruity gin with like cranberry and elderflower, but then the final notes are very spicy with pepper and cardamom. So very different from what's in Quebec.
I love her accent. I love her accent. Listen, I know someone is serious about liquor, serious about production of liquor. When you talk about notes.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm only saying this based on the one time I went to the winery when I was dating a homegirl, and I went to the winery in Newport or wherever it was, and I felt like I was royalty. I'm like, I know a little bit of something about liquor. We start talking about notes. I'm like, okay, she know her thing. She's talking about taste. She's talking about caliber.
Flavors.
Montreal, my city, we're talking about prestige. Yes. Stadacone is in the building.
So then, well, for the one that Weezy likes, the black, so what is in that?
So the black one is we use ingredients from abroad. With the blue one and the red one, we try to be very Quebecois, but with the black one, it's all imported. So we have Tasmanian berry, which is like a pepper, very fruity, very spicy.
Okay.
Then we've got galanga, which is like ginger.
Okay.
And there is kombava leaf, which is the leaf of coffee lime. So it's very citrusy. It's like very complex, very round. I'm using fancy words, but it's a fancy gin.
Hey.
sounds like Moon Chaser.
Oh. So I use fancy words, but I am fancy.
No, but she said it's complex, but it's fancy.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I like that description. I'll take that. I like that.
See, no shade on my side, Montreal.
For the first time. It's okay.
Oh, whatever. And another great thing is you started to tell me about the distillery that people could go and visit. So if you could tell the city like all the different things that people could do at the distillery, because I thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah. So as I was saying, we are near the city center, so it's very accessible. It's a beautiful brick building. When you get in the distillery, you can do a whole tour for $22. So it's like you've got an escape game. It's 15 minutes.
Okay. Is it like a certain theme for the escape game?
Yeah. So you have to know that Stadacone was the name of the Iroquois village, which was in Quebec. So it's like an indigenous name. And so the whole brand is about history. Okay. So we try to pay tribute to indigenous cultures, to explorers, to history, generally speaking. So the escape game is about you are sailors and you have to save the captain because it's got scurvy. So you need to find ingredients, right? And this is sort of related to gin. Then you get to like the production side, so you see the factory bit of the distillery, like the big stills and like all the machines that we use to make gin. It's about 20-30 minutes and you finish with the tasting. So gins, gingria, and all the new products are available there before.
I just have one question, because you know, every time I go on trips with my bougie friends, you know, I always have one, two Jean-Lucs in there. And he's always like, you know, no rum for me. I'll have some gin. Jean-Luc and Raheem are big gin fans. What is the attraction to gin opposed to rum? Is this like a hood thing? Like, we just always want to go to Hennessy with the rum?
Ooh.
What's the appeal of gin that makes it different than rum?
That's a really good question. You have to think of gin as like a flavored vodka.
Okay.
So it's a very neutral alcohol. The base is very neutral, but then what you add is juniper berry, which is where the name gin comes from. It's very bitter, so it gives this weird bitter taste to gin. But what's interesting with gin is that you can give it any flavor you want. You can use fruits, you can use spices, you can use teas, you can use anything. And that's what's interesting. It's a very versatile alcohol. You can have it on its own straight with an ice. You can have it as a cocktail. Obviously, gin and tonic is a very popular cocktail.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, see as like a flavored vodka, sort of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, so are we able to give away some this morning?
Yeah, I think so. I think we could. So Helen,
let the city know what we're gonna give away, man. The number is 514-448-4013. We're giving away Stadacone, Gingria. Like, I don't know how much we're going to give away because I might need to try one. I'm going to try one on camera. We're going to try one live, so get that going.
So, yeah, we're giving away gingria, our Quebecois sangria. So, red gin, cranberry juice, citrus, passion fruit, mango. Worth it.
Hold on, Pat. How much thing did you shout? Look, like I'm seeing all the guys in the hood come around the store now. You said passion fruit. Say it one more time for the city. Montreal, my city. Call into the Morning Detour. We're giving away hoodies. We're giving away liquor. Things is moving on here. The number is 514-448-4013. 514-448-4013. Let them know one more time, Helen, what they could win.
Yeah, gingria. So it's a Stadacone cooler with gin rouge and then cranberry juice and lots of fruits. So if you want a fruity morning, call us.
Well, see, look at that. Look at that. She's doing her own segue. We're going to have you back on again, Helen. I want to do the tour. Talk to the people at the head office. I want to do the tour.
You're more than welcome. If you ever come to Quebec City, come and see us.
Listen, Quebec City is very, very friendly to me. I want to do the tour. Let's get it going.
Guys, I heard it was your anniversary, right?
Yes, it's our three-year anniversary.
I actually got gifts for you.
Okay,
free t-shirts.
Yeah. I love free merch. Yo, Shannon. See, Stadacone knows. Okay, hold on a second.
We got a caller.
Hello, good morning. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you got to turn off your radio if you have me playing in the back there.
Are you good now?
Yeah, we're good now. So what's going on, brother?
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know, you're saying you're 3 years old, man. I'm so happy that you guys get to there, man. I'm, like, super proud of what you did before, like, you know, with the... Because I've seen the genesis, you know what I'm saying? I saw the beginning of this thing, man. Yo, continue, man. The city needs this, man, like, more than ever, especially with what happened with 94-7.
Yeah, they're trying to get rid of all of us, though. Listen, are you trying to win some of this Stadacone Gin Gria? It's kind of different. Are you...
You know I want that mango.
Okay. Now, I know you guys are quick. DJ Maddie, get ready with the sound box. I'm going to hit you with one riddle. I know y'all is quick with the IG. I know you guys are quick with the Google. So I'm going to hit you with one riddle here. So DJ Maddie, so you ready? I'm going to hit you with this one riddle. And what is he playing for, Helen? He's going to win what? The pack or just one?
Oh, the pack for sure.
Okay, so I got a 4-pack for you here, my man. Here's the riddle question. I speak without a mouth and I hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? I speak without a mouth and I hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I?
Wow, okay.
So okay.
I would say spirit.
Okay.
A spirit,
okay.
A ghost.
Okay.
You know, Halloween's coming up.
You're in the family, okay? With your voice, when you're in a hollow room, what do they call that kind of sound? When you make a sound in a hollow room, what do they call that sound? Let me just look at me like she know what it is.
Feel like I do. Can I help him out?
Yeah, you can help him out.
Is it echo?
Yes, it's echo. Okay.
Woo, we have a winner.
So, Helen, let him know what he won, because I know he liked to drink. You know, he sound like he Haitian. He sound like it's a Friday night.
So, do you like juice?
Hello?
Yeah.
Do you like, Helen was asking if you like juice.
Oh, yeah, of course I do, because I can't hear Ellen.
Oh, you can't hear Ellen. Okay. I don't know why, because she's up. Okay, what drink are you going to give him, Helen?
I'm giving away Gingria, which is Quebecois sangria made in Quebec. So it's Argin Stalaconé Rouge with cranberry juice. and then you've got citrus and exotic fruits, super fruity, not too sweet, available at the SAQ.
So the translation is, you're getting this Quebec version of the Gingria. It's beautiful. It's mixed with fruits and a lot of infused things. It's going down. Message us at the Detour 514 on IG, and we'll get the drinks to you. So that's brought to you by...
I have one question, though. Oh, I'm sorry. You can finish up the
All right, so message us on Detour, and we'll get that prize to you. We're still giving away. We have another 4-pack of Staticone to give away as well.
Sure.
Okay, we still got more drinks. Call us up, 514-448-4013. You know how we're doing things. What were you saying, Lorena?
I wanted to know, too, because like you were saying, so many people are into gin. So what kind of cocktails would you recommend or drinks to make with the Staticone brand, the blue, red, or black?
The blue gin is quite traditional, so I would definitely go for a gin and tonic with this one. It's
okay.
Very fresh and minty, so it's definitely give it a bit of a kick to your gin and tonic. The red one is interesting because it's got the red fruit taste and mm-hmm. the peppery taste, so you can use it in a gin fizz, which is a drink made of gin. Then you put any fruity syrup.
Okay.
Fizzy water and a slice of lemon.
Mm.
Oh,
super fresh. With the black one, we generally recommend it straight, but it's gin, right?
You got to, yo, when it's black, you got to take it straight. Like, how you going to
eat them?
Typically, we go to 9 o'clock. Once we get to after nine, we're like 9:25 in the morning. Shout out to Montreal, my city. Still kind of gray, kind of mist looking like Hogwarts out here. Once you go after nine, we're going to go into it. So we have one more to give away. Montreal My City, please call us up. 514-448-4013. We have some more Staticone gin to give away. It's infused. It's different. This is the leader in distillery. I'm telling you right now. The number is 514-448-4013. And I guess I'm about to make the question a little bit easier. You guys have Lolo for the lifeline.
Yes.
Lorena XO for the lifeline.
I'm going to help everybody out.
Even though she has access to the segment.
I'm honestly not even looking at the
No, I can
document.
See when you log in. I'm going to
no,
see when you log in.
Exactly. It's not there. I'm not cheating.
What was the answer to the first riddle, though?
Echo.
Echo.
The
Echo.
First one?
Yeah.
I speak without a mouth and I hear without ears. I have no body, but I come alive with wind. What am I? It's Echo. Oh, don't worry. I got some more. Hang with us. DJ Maddie, give me some music. Much on my seat. If you want to win some prizes, 514-448-4013. Okay, hold on. Hold on, we got another call here. Yes, hello, good morning.
Ian.
Yeah, what's
going on? My dog is Sinclair. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, my guy?
Yeah, I ain't even calling up for the block. I just had to call and wish you a happy anniversary to y'all.
Well,
you know?
Well, you could try win some of the drinks though. I can give you a question. You could try. You could.
All right, let's go then. Let's go. I ain't scared.
Okay, I'm gonna give you an easy question. It's not even gonna be from the riddle. So we have Distillery Stadacone. What kind of liquor do they produce? Distillery Stadacone. What kind of liquor do they produce? Distillery Stadacone. What kind of liquor do they produce?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last word. You said distillery of what?
Stadacone. We've been interviewing Helen from Distillery Stadacone. What kind of liquor do they produce?
Vodka.
Nope.
I don't know. I can't even hear you, bro.
No, it's gin. It's gin. But yeah, I appreciate the call, Sinclair. You already know how things go.
But I just called to wish you guys love, man. Love what you guys doing over there, man. Keep up the good work, man, and keep representing Montreal like y'all always do.
I appreciate you, brother. All right. This guy.
All right.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, let's play some music, DJ Matt. If you're looking at, we still got some more gin sangria, Stadacone distilleries in the building. We still got one more pack to give away. The number is 514-448-4013. My easy question's out the window, but maybe Helen and Lorena can provide me another one. But the number is 514-448-4013. We're giving away some Distillery Stadacone. It's a different kind of gin. It's kind of sexy. They got the black one. Things is happening. DJ Matt wants it too. Gardens of the Galaxy.
Stop me saucing on them teriyaki while my wrist the so rocky started from a Nike bottoms off. In my psyche, for my feng shui, all my Reiki. Oh, she said she don't like me, that's just unlikely. MTL to Cali, MTL Cali, I'm flying, driving, I did it. Don't worry about how I get it, just know I got it in. Better recognize what it means to see me flossing, that I'm a boss. Brand new Benz, panoramic ice wash, I'm feeling awesome. Rose from the concrete on the block where I blossom. Never did the costume, pretending sick, but every day was Halloween, even with no pots of peen. Had a lot of green, streets trust me like banks trust white men. I might just get rich and still trap, I'm just saying. Just to keep it FTP, I'm not playing. We got plans to make bands, let's shake hands. Connect dates, make ends meet, and expand. And
yes, hello. Are you still? Hi, I'm really enjoying your show as every Friday.
Yes. How are you doing this morning? Hold on, before you start, where are you hailing from?
LaSalle.
Listen, how's everybody in LaSalle, man? Lorena just gave me the side eye.
I didn't do anything.
Lorena gave me the side like you're like.
And what's that supposed to be?
That's what I want to know.
As if I'm supposed to know. Okay, so good morning to you. I feel like we're breaking school this morning. We're past 9 o'clock. It's 9:30. No one's jazzing. Look, I feel like this is what it should be. We should go to 11 every Friday, right?
Hey. Well, as long as we get Jazz and Muck a different spot, that's okay.
She's like, okay, I can only take a little bit of Wheezy in the morning, and then I want some Jazz and Muck at 9 o'clock. So how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
I hope you're enjoying the show. We do have some gin to give away. Can I interest you in a pack of gin from Distillery Stadacone?
That sounds like a plan, actually.
Okay, so Helen, which one do we have left for? Because we gave away the Gingria. Oh, they're both the same?
They're the same.
I only have Gingria this morning, but I can come back anytime you guys.
Listen, I want the black one. Okay, so miss, this is what we're going to do. Hit us up. Hit us up on the, do you have Instagram?
No.
Facebook.
I'm walking around with a flip phone. I don't
stop
I
it.
Don't
you got a razor
phones.
Still? You got a razor still? Okay. Okay. This is what you're gonna do. How could she contact us, Lorena?
She can email us.
Yeah, you can email us. Can you email us or hit us up on Facebook so we can get this drinks to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I could do that.
Okay, so you can hit us up on Facebook. Or you can call back this number and leave your address as well after the show. But if you have Facebook, you can hit us up on Facebook, The Morning Detour. Just send us a message, and we'll get you some Distillery Stadacone Gingria for your Friday night here.
Okay.
And so, wait, did we take her name?
Detour.
Oh, yeah. What's your... Well, listen, that, that's your bag. What's your name, miss?
Rose. It's... Rosemary.
Okay, Rosemary. Yeah, Lorena's going to take it down.
Rosemary.
Perfect.
Rosemary Matten, M-A-T-E-N.
Okay, so send us a message on Facebook, The Morning Detour. Okay. And we'll get you some Distillery Staticone, some Jingria. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm about to try one on here. We're broadcasting live on Facebook and YouTube. So, yeah, thank you for listening to the show. I hope you like it every Friday. You know, me and Lorena, we put our heart and soul into it.
I absolutely love it. Listen, the problem is getting up that early. That's the hard part.
You ain't got to tell me. You ain't got to tell me. I have anxiety on a Thursday night. I had 2 hours of sleep last night. I'd be having anxiety, and then I got to wake Shondell up.
Wait
till the winter time. Y'all gonna get a lot of dead air. I'll be mashed up off the Distillery Staticone and Jingria from the Thursday night. Can't get up on the Friday. But I appreciate you guys taking time to listen to the show. We do know it's early. Me and Lorena were hoping to get a Saturday night spot, but we've made a home on Friday mornings, and this is where we make our bread. Friday mornings on The Morning Detours.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Every time I make it up that early, I just smiles all the time.
You know I won't disappoint. I always have a story. I've been holding back some stories because Lorena been giving me a lot of side eye because she's a broadcaster now.
Oh, my goodness. No, I am not. Uh-huh.
But now y'all can see us on video now. But thank you very much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. And I really like your show.
Thank you very much. We'll keep producing it.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. You take care.
Bye. Legendary cradle to I'm digging out the grave. Floss at the cemetery, claustrophobic, but can't stay. Buried dead poet society, got the eyes on me. I ain't eating right, ain't sleeping right. It feels like revenge is my dark passenger, riding right beside me. I got skills, mad variety. Paranormal writer for hire, I'll name your bid, your soul, plus 50%. The boss used to serve as a general in my past life. LOC warriors, we pass mice. Underground kings, cause we clash nights. Only spit with talented scholars, doing business like mobsters, making everything's official, or we don't move forward. I'm out for dead prime ministers to represent me, and I'm gone. The other side's taking notes, hope I catch the vote. If not, I'll keep it civil without saying your names. Black suits swimming in the river of roses. Dreams of success, she's holding me closer. $1 million man, how your next is to hang on my post. You the promoter, do what you supposed to. Hustle by any means necessary. I die for what I love, resurrection's unnecessary. Eternal life is what I see. My pen is Scarface, straight doing lines. Hey, to stay in your place if you ain't ready to shine. Better yet, here's my focus so you see what I'm saying. Writing scriptures that'll make me famous. So who are you to say that I ain't serious? Stop laughing to yourself, you Eddie Murphy delirious. All my enemies gone, at least he answered one of my wishes. That's two off my bucket list. Sounds so ill on some rugged hits. Just another novelist searching for publishment. They call me Godfather and these are the good fellas. Rain classics, check out our degrees. I'm up for dead prime ministers to represent me. I'm up for dead prime ministers to represent me. And I'm good for the moment. At this point, we going overboard. Texas Mickey, Henny Whiskey, go record. Unregistered Golden Vaughn gun. They itching for that gold bond. I sold it all, son. Joy riding through life in a stolen Porsche. Come back like Christ, but with no remorse. Cross me once, meet God, Big Papa. Bullets pierce you, no one shot you, Sigmata. Shoes are covered, jewels are custom. Won't adjust the y'all rules for nothing. But still lover in a suit of blubber. Love seals the deal, I'm at the ice bar shooting clubbers. I got an astral plane in Branson's name. We don't fly, it just moves and hovers. Wife disgusted, eyes are flustered. Can't tell if you should try to trust him. Trying to rush it, make a flip. Life for hustlers, at this point we all crime adjusted. You up for yours, so if it's time you bust it. She assume I'm Michael Douglas, cause we went twice and loved it. Advice, you don't like the subject. You ain't the kind of chick I trust in a heist, and fuck it. But everything was alright when we was all nighting. Cork Triton, pressing buttons to the knobs lighting. Went from rocking a halo with the guard's license to wearing horns like a small Viking. Scared me away like a cop siren. Life's a bitch too, she only care when I stop trying. Went from rocking a halo with the guard's license to wearing horns like a small Viking.
scare me away like a cop siren. Life's a bitch too, she only care when I stop trying.
Oh, and we're back on the Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM. I'm Lorena. I'm here with Wheezy Moonchaser. This is our third year anniversary. And I'm about to do my segment here with the culture and entertainment news. So first up, we have the McCord Museum. They are celebrating their 100th year anniversary. So to celebrate their 100 years, they're having 100 days of free admission from October 13th to January 19th, 2022. So if you do want to visit and celebrate their 100 days, you could go to musee-mccord.qc.ca to see what exhibits are available and as well reserve. Oasis Immersion is actually back. They have a new exhibit called Unwind. Uh-huh. So according to MTL Blog, the space is separated into three different rooms, all with a different purpose. So visitors begin by going through the relaxation room, where the digital art provides a sense of peace. And then they make their way into the stimulation room, where their senses become awakened. The works presented in the final room, Reconnection, are meant to make one feel reconnected with themselves, others, and nature. And they also say this new immersive experience features 10 works by digital artists from both Quebec and across the globe. So if you are interested in visiting the new exhibit at the Oasis Immersion, see, now I can't even talk.
So so are you blaming me? You didn't have no rum. You didn't
I
have
had
no
nothing. I had water.
So why are you looking at me? See, so I'm talking about Maddie. See, I'm talking about the shade.
You're my co-host.
Okay, so I have questions about this immersion place.
Okay.
I'm tired of people trying to test our senses. No, I'm just being quite honest. What if we test the senses and it goes awry? And it goes wrong? Like, let's stop pushing our senses to the max.
But I don't think these, because this is more for like relaxation. So I don't think it's anything too crazy.
Well, you know what? We should go try it out then.
Well, we could go to oasis.ticketpro.ca.
Great and segue.
Make some reservations and buy our tickets. It costs $28.74. Yeah, it's not bad.
Look at this guy. Have you guys seen gas prices? I'll take any cheap price I can take anywhere. Just now we're going to be at $1.80. What's going to happen is like, yo, we're really going to re-examine cuffing season this year. Cuffing season, like, you might have to move in your cuffing season partner this year.
We're still doing that?
Anyways, man, I can't with Lorena. Lorena, you have no respect for the marginalized groups of people that are single during the harsh winters of Montreal.
I just feel like we should go about things a little differently now. But anywho, there's a lot of pop-up shops happening. So, of course, Womenpreneur, they're having their pop-up shop. It's the Kidpreneur edition for Halloween. So they will be kids 5 to 17 year old who will be showcasing their business, their hobby, or side hustle. It's happening on October 30th between 12 to 7 p.m. at Caribbean Food Factory, which is located at 5311 Boulevard de Maisonneuve. If you do have a kid that wants to participate, definitely send them an email at womenpreneur19@gmail.com. That's womenpreneurs19@gmail.com. And also shout out to Onisha Lewis. It was her birthday yesterday, so happy birthday to you. Another pop-up shop that is happening is the Vintage Pop-Up, which will have items from the 50s to the 90s. So they have winter coats, clothing, bags, jewelry, and more.
Yeah.
Happening on the same day, October 30th from 12 to 9. And it's going to be at St. Laurent Corner, Ontario. You actually have to RSVP to get the exact location. So if you are interested, definitely hit up La Vintage Island on social media.
Yeah, I'm going to go check that out. I was thinking to myself, what are you going as this year for Halloween?
That's a good question. I don't really go out for Halloween.
I'm doing Eazy-E this year.
I heard.
Yeah, I'm doing Eazy-E. I've always wanted to have a Jerry curl. No, but yeah, you know where it comes from? It comes from Coming to America. Like, I think about the scene with the hairspray. See, Lorena just knows me, man. Lorena just knows. We've never had this conversation before, ever. 16 years we've been friends. We've never had this conversation before. She just understands, okay. You want to have shiny hair and you want to drip down to your shoulders. I get it. That's some Wheezy Moonchaser shit. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we'll see those pictures definitely because we do need to see them. But yeah, I don't know what I'm going as, if I am going as anything for Halloween. So we'll see. Alicia Keys? No. No.
You don't know my name.
You see that now? Now I have the siblings, the family ganging up on me, guys. Anywho, after Halloween comes Christmas. So there is a Christmas pop-up shop that is happening early November. Honey Sparkle is having their first annual holiday pop-up shop at the Caribbean Food Factory. So I guess this is where all the pop-ups are happening.
Yo, let me tell you something. Caribbean Food Factory, the food is amazing. That fried chicken with the thing, yo, I don't know what it's called, but it's blessed. Caribbean Food Factory, low-key, it's fire.
Okay, well, go to the pop-up shop, get you a plate. Kill two birds with one stone.
She doesn't see how she is. Helen, she doesn't even jump in on it. She's like, okay, well, I'll just keep the train moving.
It's 9:45.
We're behind schedule. What do you want me to
do? Listen, CKT, we going to one this morning. Stop it. We going. DJ Maddie been itching to bust out some Legato this morning. I see it in the corner of his eye. We're gonna run till 12 this morning. Let's go. I'm gonna text Louise right now. Go. Keep going.
Oh, I could continue.
Yeah.
Now.
Sorry.
Thank you. So some of the merchants that will be there is Beardaholics, Othello Naturals, Royalty Rank, and Merch by Carly Rock, and there'll be a lot more there, so you could check that out. There is a party happening on November 12th, Black and Gold Celebration at 1231 St. Catherine West, second floor. Music by DJ Blaster and DJ Bobby Payne. This is put on by Jason Valentino, Tugras, Esports Central, and On a Roll Records. So that is a party that's happening. And Weezy's favorite place that he's never been to, Illumi, is back. 25 million lights and 14 new worlds to explore.
You see how she sells that? That's how you sell your intro. You know what's funny? The other day I was doing deliveries in Laval. I passed Illumi.
See?
I passed Illumi.
That was your chance.
I've been there twice.
Look at this guy. Matt, DJ Matt, what are you doing driving around looking at lights? You have a whole warehouse full of lights. Yo,
exactly.
Man, shout out to Distillery Stadacone, man. I'm on this gin grill this morning, man. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Anywho, so Weezy, if you do want to go visit, they have different worlds to explore. The Scary Forest, World of Pumpkins, Jurassic Park, The Candy Storm. These are all things that you can go visit.
Give me the first two again.
The Scary Forest.
No, I don't want that.
World of Pumpkins.
Yeah, let me go to the World of Pumpkins.
Jurassic Kingdom.
Yeah. See, you got Helen over here judging her, man. You know what I mean? Helen, what's wrong with the World of Pumpkins? See, you're underestimating pumpkins.
I'm just seeing that Ginger is only 5% alcohol, but it's kicking this morning.
No. Listen, we've been kicking from time this morning. It's anniversary Friday.
So you're going to World of Pumpkins. Are you going to Jurassic Kingdom?
No, I'm tired. I'm tired of Jurassic animals, man.
The Candy Storm?
No.
But Maddie's vouching.
My mom's diabetic. I'm not doing diabetes running my family. Too much candy.
Okay, but it's not.
Okay, well, now DJ Maddie's the Illumi expert because he's been there twice. And Lorena's the number one pusher. Listen, let's move on to the next.
Well, wait, hold on. So other people that are interested, it's $21.75 for 13-year-olds and older, $15.75 for childs, and additional $10 per car. And as Maddie says, I guess bring your own food. So that is happening in Laval, 2805 Boulevard du Souvenir. And it's from October 28th all the way till the end of November. You could go to illumi.com for more information. Also, this Sunday, we have Versus that is happening. KRS-One versus Big Daddy Kane.
Okay, that's going to be going. Yeah, we spoke about that last week, right?
Yeah, so just a reminder, it is happening. Now on to some entertainment news. Coachella has made some changes to its COVID protocols. They will no longer require everyone to be fully vaccinated. The festival will now accept negative COVID tests from attendees. So they were quoted as saying, after seeing firsthand the low transmission data and successful implementation of safety protocols at our other festivals this past month, we feel confident that we can update our health policy to allow for negative COVID-19 tests taken within 72 hours of the event or proof of full vaccination.
Damn. Listen. You're soon not going to be able to do anything without this COVID passport. Like, you can't fly now. You can't do now. Soon they'll be like, you can't even take the bus without this joint.
I know. But at least they changed, I guess, so that more people can attend Coachella. I guess they've seen from all the different events that was happening, like Rolling Loud and all those different things. So I guess because of that now, so it's either you show proof of vaccination or you take the negative COVID test. One or the other.
Yeah, man. Take the test.
Another cool thing that's happening is that Nas is the latest celebrity to be teaching under the Masterclass brand.
Yeah.
He'll be teaching a masterclass on hip-hop storytelling. So Nas will take masterclass enrollees through the conception of the song. Don't have the name of the song here. I think it's called Big Knots. Sorry, folks. So he'll take them through the conception of the song. Because I thought I had it, but I didn't. Via 12 video lessons, including writing an original rap song and recording an original rap song. He tells Complex that he broke the lessons down, how I would like to receive it from an artist, and divulges that each piece gives you more of my life. So that is actually happening now. You could also get classes from James Cameron, Chef Gordon Ramsay, Issa Rae, Usher, and Anna Wintour, and like a whole host of other celebrities.
Yeah, Anna Wintour is crazy.
Yeah.
But that fashion world is nuts. Like, it's always moving, and you never kind of know like where fashion trends are going to go.
No. So
it's very unpredictable right there. Virgil's the man, though. Can we get a Virgil interview soon?
I don't know about that.
And it's not even about clout. I just want to ask him a real question.
Well, I mean, anything's possible.
Yeah, you know, we've had celebrities before. You may seem like we can't get the... Our press kit's pretty nice.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens. Another thing that hit the news this week is Kyrie Irving. The Brooklyn Nets has decided not to allow Kyrie to play exclusively in road games and will no longer offer him a four-year contract extension worth up to $186 million. On Wednesday night, Kyrie went on IG Live and said, "I'm standing with all those that believe what is right. Everybody is entitled to do what they feel is what's best for themselves. Seeing the way this is dividing our world up, it's sad to see. People are losing jobs to mandates."
So, you know, I've been following this story. I watch all the sports shows every day. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been dealing with these mandates and this vaccine for months now, since the beginning of the year. So now he's going to make it about the... Now he's Ali now. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Now Kyrie's a prophet now. It's either you get the vaccine or you don't get the vaccine. It's like every other job.
Yeah, but I think he decided that from jump.
Yeah. So now he's saying that he's a defender for those that are losing their jobs. And like, you keep changing what the narrative is. At first, you didn't want to get it. Now you're a defender of those that are losing their jobs. Like, what is going to be? Like, are you an NBA player? Like what's going on? Like, I understand people are more than what the task that they do. Mm-hmm. But at what point is he going to play basketball?
Well, I don't think it's him. Like, he's making his choice, I guess, to not get vaccinated. That's his choice. Mm-hmm. And I guess in the beginning, the NBA told him, that's fine, you can still play. But I guess as time goes on and then the rules are changing.
Granted, over 90% of NBA players are vaccinated, right? Mm-hmm. I.e. LeBron James. All this shows what LeBron was talking about. That's all this shows.
What was he talking about?
He said, yo, Kyrie's hard to work with. Kyrie won out of Cleveland, went to Boston. Boston was a great young team before Kyrie got there. Kyrie got there, they started losing games. Now you don't talk about it. Before Kevin Durant came to Brooklyn, Kyrie, everyone wasn't even talking to anybody on the Brooklyn Nets team. He's a weird guy. And what sucks for us NBA fans, that we were almost able to see... Listen, I don't know why my mom keeps calling me. It's crazy. Like, we go until 11. We're able to see the ultimate finals. Because as an NBA fan, I felt kind of cheated. I never got to see LeBron versus Kobe. Mm-hmm. But now we get to see LeBron, AD, and Westbrook versus KD, Harden, and Kyrie. Kyrie and LeBron used to play together. Westbrook and KD used to play together. Harden and Westbrook used to play together. There's so many narratives there. But now Kyrie Irving's going to mess it up. So that's what's going to go. They're going to trade him for Ben Simmons. That's what's going to happen. But you don't know basketball, so I don't know what's going on.
oh, excuse me. I don't know basketball, guys. I'm sorry.
Helen, now she's going to say it's shade. Okay, so you know basketball?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. Let me know sometimes, man. I don't know,
well,
man.
Let me move on, because I don't know about basketball. Let's move on to something else. So maybe I know about rap. So this week on social media, there was a question after Fat Joe was on Rap City saying that the baby is the new Tupac. So I asked people on the Morning Detour social media, and a lot of them disagree. He is not. So what do you guys think?
I already told you it's Pop Smoke. I was in the club. I seen the young people. I already told you it's Pop Smoke. But I don't know, people are writing comments on the show. Osmo, Maddie, what you can see there? Who is the modern day Tupac? Is it Lil Baby or is it Pop Smoke?
The Baby.
You, I like the baby's music, but it's not like Pop Smoke. I don't like it like Pop Smoke.
I didn't agree with it either. I also don't really like people comparing people all the time. I feel like that's just like a comfort zone type of thing.
Okay, so let me get some pushback. Maybe don't look at it as so much of a comparison, but look at it like an acknowledgement, like, okay, this person is comparable to this person. If I were to put this person in a box, it'd be comparable to that person. Because, like, what we're going to do, just leave Tupac by himself for his whole life? Like, there has to be someone that's going to, like, look at MJ and Kobe. Mm-hmm. Like, Kobe's not MJ, but he's very comparable to MJ.
Yeah, because he was a student of MJ. But I think, like,
I think it's more of an homage, you know?
No, it is, but I don't think the baby, at this point in his career, he doesn't come close, in my opinion.
Does the baby have a platinum album yet? He has a couple singles, right?
Yeah, I mean, he
Who's
does.
That baby?
Yeah, the line of the show. Helen's still in the building with us, man. They're still starting to call it. See, I love that. That was the best drop we've ever. In 3 years of doing the show, that's the best drop we've ever had. Helen's like, "Who's the baby?" No, we're gonna show.
I know who he is, but like, compared to Tupac, I don't know who that man is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, listen, look at that. Helen's getting deep. But listen, we might need an extra two hour. Louise, can we go till 12? Can I just know if I can go till 12 p.m.? Let me just go till brunch. I have enough music. I have enough conversation. Helen's still in the building. We got Tegan's coming on. We can have Helen versus Tegan's play this or that. It'll be a beautiful game.
We can definitely do that. But yeah, that was like the big question of the week. My opinion was maybe Nipsey Hussle was. Because they were on the same wavelength a little bit. But yeah, I don't think we have somebody who's
okay.
Good
to talk. Okay, you crafty. You see, you got to look out. You got to look out for Larina. She a smart one. The Nipsey I can buy. I like that.
Guys, I may know some rap music.
Hold on. Someone try to call me up here. Hold on a second. Montreal, my city. Hello?
What's going on?
Oh, listen. We got Coach K in the building. Coach K, how you doing, sir?
Good morning, Montreal. What's happening?
Yeah, listen, Coach K, me and Lorena want to talk to you real quick about what's going on with the fitness, with the wellness. Me and Lorena were trying to get into our Bali body this summer. You know what I mean? And we keep telling people now's the time to work out opposed to wait until April or early May. So I want to bring on Coach K. He's the professional personal coach, fitness and wellness, Good Fit Fitness. How you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. Blessed morning. Beautiful day. Raining outside, but we got the energy all the way inside. So we're trying to keep that up as much as we can. But appreciate you having me on this morning. And congratulations on your anniversary, guys. It's amazing. Great. Great for the city. Great for the culture. Got to keep that energy moving, man. Good.
Listen, I can't even count to five without being tired. Like, we got to three. Like, two more. They got to give me and Lorena some awards or something. But real quick, Coach K, what are some things people need to work on now to get fit for the summer? Everybody, you know, a lot of people got vaccinated. A lot of people looking forward to somewhat of a normalcy coming towards April, May 2022. What could people do actively right now to get fit?
Really, what you want to do is you want to get moving as much as possible. Typically, people tend to be dormant during the winter months, during the colder months. They stay inside, they bundle up, they end up consuming a little bit more food than they should. And they're not moving as much to compensate for that. So you want to make sure that you're establishing some sort of activity habit early, whether it be something as simple as going for a walk, doing simple movements at home. Your body is the greatest machine ever designed, ever created. Second to your brain, so you have the opportunity to utilize that machine as best you can by just keeping things as simple as possible and being consistent with it. The key really is consistency, establishing habits, and building on that each and every week or every day. And if you do need assistance, grab yourself a coach, find yourself a couple of videos, have something to do on a regular basis that's going to keep you on top of things, as well as remaining accountable. So if you have those things in place, you're destined for success and for establishing something that goes beyond the summer months into next year. It'll be your way of life that you live towards daily.
Yeah, let me tell you, man, I love it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're my personal coach. I know I've been deep on this distillery style of Kone this morning, so we'll probably have to go run an extra couple Ks over the weekend, take it, run some of this gin off. But let people know about good Fit Wellness and Fitness. You're a personal coach. You do offer meal plans as well. You've done a lot of work with me. I broke my foot up a couple years ago. You helped me walk again and get healthy again. I've dropped pounds working with you. I've referred a lot of people to you. You're a great person to train with. So let people know a little bit about Good Fit Fitness and Wellness.
I operate out of the West Island in person, in West Island, Montreal, out of a spot called the Fitness Loft. That's not too far off the 40 Sources Boulevard. So definitely if anyone has any questions, they can check me there. I have been doing this now for the past 12 years. I love every moment of it. And I just continue to build on my knowledge of health and wellness and understanding the body, understanding the mind, how they connect together, and really determined to build bodies this year, especially helping people to repair after the year that we've had, where a lot of people have been dormant. I've heard of a lot of injuries. I've heard of a lot of stories of weight gain and things like that, of that nature. So I just try to keep a positive perspective as best as possible and keep things moving in that direction.
Yeah, listen, man, I love it, man. So you can follow him. Coach K, let them know how they can follow you, because you do have a great podcast, The Hustler's Journey. All that's beautiful, man. Let's talk about motivation. Let the people know how they can follow you, how they can engage with you, because you have great workout plans. You have great meal plans. You've done great work for me. I look slim and trim. So I'm in line with Lorena. So Lorena can never tell me I fell off or anything like that. I won't get none of those comments.
You can follow me on Instagram at goodfit_fitness. That's GoodFit_fitness. My podcast page as well is The Hustler's Journal Pod. That's THEHUSTLERS JOUR.
Yeah.
NAL Pod. I actually dropped a new episode this morning. What's called the First Five. It's a segment that I do every five, just for 5 minutes to start your day off, that provides a fresh perspective on a certain topic. And actually, this morning's topic is about perspective. So feel free to check it out. The link is in my bio, so you guys can get a chance to that. I'm actually trying to get to 100 plays on this one. So if everyone can get a chance to just sit in and listen, it's like 6 minutes and 30 seconds of your day, of morning, or of your afternoon, whatever it is, you can get in. And just show some love, show some support. I appreciate that.
Now, listen, man, we always support you. Coach K, Good Fit Fitness and Wellness. Make sure you follow him on IG. Coach K, I appreciate you, brother, this morning.
All right, Kim, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
You done, though.
All right, man.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Tell me what to do and I get it, babe. Gucci and Prada.